Three Questions to Ask When Worshipping Mahadeva for Material Benefit, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, Lord Shiva's worshippers sometimes appear more opulent than the worshippers of Lord Vishnu because Durga, or Sati, being the superintendent in charge of material affairs, can offer all material opulences to the worshippers of Lord Shiva in order to glorify her husband, whereas the worshippers of Vishnu are meant for spiritual elevation, and therefore their material opulence is sometimes found to decrease. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 4.421 purport.
In America there is something known as the payday loan store. If you need cash right away, you can visit one of these establishments and essentially borrow against your paycheck. The interest rate is very high, and so is the likelihood of default on repayment. Nevertheless, the option is there in case you are really desperate. When following worship in the tradition of the Vedas, there are certain ways to achieve success quickly. You won't have to do as much. The reward will arrive sooner, and the benefactor will not discriminate as to your purpose. The key is to approach the right person. Due to his transcendental glories, Lord Shiva has many names. As his association is auspicious, there is always some purification when making the approach. Since he grants rewards without requiring much in return, he is also known as Ashutosha. This means easily pleased, but before approaching him for material rewards, a sober-minded person should ask some questions. 1. Why doesn't Mahadeva ask for wealth? Who doesn't need money? Who actually thinks that they have enough at the moment? On the television channel devoted to business, there is an interview with a leader of the company. The Chiron graphic describes him as a billionaire. Yet there he is talking about the stock market. He has more money than anyone could ever dream of, but that is not enough. Mahadeva can certainly make someone wealthy. A simple offering like a leaf or water poured over his deity form is the requirement. Yet one interesting thing to note is that Lord Shiva himself is not very wealthy. If he is, then he must be doing a great job of hiding his assets. He lives in a remote cave high atop a mountain that is basically inaccessible to human beings. He barely has any clothes, and there are ashes smeared over his body. 2. Why doesn't he enjoy the senses? While there may be variety in the material reward sought, the ultimate purpose is always the same, enjoying the senses. Money for buying things. Beauty for enhancing attractiveness. Good health to live long to enjoy the different aspects of the material world. Yet Lord Shiva does not pass the time in this way. He barely has anything to begin with. He has the most beautiful wife in Parvati Devi, the daughter of the Mountain King. No one is around to bother them. They could spend hours and hours in physical enjoyment, but they don't. 3. What does he do with his time? Mahadeva is fixed in meditation. He is concentrated on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in his form of Rama. Lord Shiva is expert at Ramakatha. He discourses on the qualities and pastimes of Vishnu in this specific avatara, and his wisdom gets passed on to other saintly personalities. The teachings reach notable poets like Goswami Tulsidas, who is forever grateful in the process. It is said that the general tendency is for worshippers of Shiva to be wealthy and worshippers of Vishnu to be poor. Mahadeva himself embodies this. He is actually the richest person due to the wealth and devotion, but material accumulation is not very important to him. He fulfills the role assigned to him of helping those in need, but he takes the most pleasure in contemplating the Absolute. In closing, when of quick assistance in need, towards Mahadeva to proceed, from just a little water poured, money and wealth to award, but his situation different why, renounce so why myself to try, focused on Vishnu and Leela explaining, wisdom for highest realm attaining.